Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Milwaukee Brewers open the 2024 season tomorrow, weather permitting, in New York City. Brewers opening day at home. The home opener, that's coming up next week.
Put away the snowplow and come on out!
Yeah, right. We're in New York City to face the Mets. 12:10 in a first pitch from City Stadium tomorrow. Again, weather permitting.
Onward towards World Series.
A little early to say that, Uke, but appreciate the optimism. All this week, getting you set for baseball. Our third interview in the series.
Back to back!
All right.
Nice.
Joined this morning by the executive director of the Brewers Community Foundation, Cecilia Gore. Great to talk with you, Cecilia.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You know, I know you and the foundation, you do your work year-round, you're active all year, but it's got to be great to have baseball now just a day away, right? Things get more exciting around there?
They really do. We get a chance to engage with our fans at every home game, and there's just a new level of excitement.
So one of the reasons that I believed so strongly in the value of the taxpayer-funded stadium deal that will keep the Brewers here for another generation is in part at least because of the work that you and the foundation do. More than $4 million raised in 2023 and more than 200 nonprofit organizations that you support every year.
Well, we feel strongly that we're a part as a team of the fabric of this community. And so we want to do our part to engage with fans and people that live in this community and try to make a difference. So I'm very proud of Brewers Community Foundation and our work. We focus on health, education, recreation, and basic needs, and really just try to seek out opportunities to help.
And to that end, Cecilia, you've got a pretty big event coming up today. A lot of work going to be done with some packages for families facing home insecurity.
Yeah, we are going to work with our employees this morning, and we're going to put together, I think, 1,000 care packages for 5 organizations: the Dominican Center, Pathfinders, Cathedral Center, Latina Resource Center at UMOS, and Center for Vet Issues. And each one of those organizations will get a grant for $5,000. And then our employees are putting together those 200 care packages just as a gesture to say that we appreciate what you're doing and look forward to working with you throughout the season.
We're talking with Cecilia Gore, longtime executive director of the Brewers Community Foundation. So, you know, you talked about the folks inside the Brewers who are helping with this particular event today. The foundation was launched with $1 million gift from owner Mark Antanasio and his wife, Debbie. And you engage everyone from front office staff, Cecilia, to the coaches and to the players. Can you talk a little bit about the process of how you get them involved, the players in the charitable giving and the efforts you do have at the foundation?
Yeah, we have the pleasure of going down to spring training starting mid-February, and I'm down there for about 2 to 3 weeks. And I, along with Katina Shaw, the Vice President of Community Relations, sit right outside of the clubhouse and in between the dining room. And we meet with every player one-on-one to share what we do in the community, find out what's important to them, and then ask them if they'd be willing to give their time and their talent and their resources. And I'm proud to say we have 100% giving. All of
nice.
Our players are excited about being a part of this community. And the thing that I appreciate after being around for a number of years, there's just word of mouth that we have a very generous community and that the community appreciates the players and the families engaging in this way. And so they already know about it. And they're excited to be a part of what we have to offer.
Cecilia, is there a player, maybe past or present, that stands out to you for something incredibly giving and charitable that they've done through the organization?
Well, I think they've all been fantastic. You know, I view this as planting philanthropic seeds with young people that have significant resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so every
yes.
gift is appreciate it. But I would point to Ryan Braun, who we'll see a little bit more this season, who just consistently over the period of his contract identified four organizations that he wanted to support throughout that time. And he developed a real relationship with each one of those. So not only his time, but financial support. And I thought that was an effective way to give.
Cecilia Gore, the Brewers Community Foundation. Thanks to you and everybody over there, Cecilia, for all you do. Happy baseball.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
And, of course, great way for fans to get involved, a 50-50 raffle at every game. And not for nothing, but there's a few dollars on the line for you, too, if you get in that thing. That thing gets up sometimes. Yes. Brewers and Mets, 12-10 Thursday to start the season. The home opener at American Family Field next week, Tuesday, against the Twins.
You can do it .com, too. That's the way I do it. .com. I'm .com-ing right now.